This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today, smack dab in the middle of October. We got a huge show for this week. My first guest is actor, and of course, we remember him from Barney Miller, Hal Linden, singer, actress, and author, the beautiful Vanessa Williams, from MSNBC's Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell. Lawrence O'Donnell will be here. NFL All-Pro football player Ovi Muhaly will be joining us. Singer and legend Rita Coolidge. Actor and environmentalist Ed Begley will be joining us on the show from Long Lost Family on TLC, Lisa Joyner, and then we'll be joined by Claudia Lombana talking about travel. And that's all coming up the next 2 hours right here with Ron Sedgy Today. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, my first guest this first hour is legendary actor Hal Linden.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112. We are back nationwide and all around the world. It's Ron Sedgy Today. I believe that after, I guess, 27, 28 years and 19,000 guests, I'm not sure, but I believe this may be the first time that our guest has been on the show. I don't know why, but we've been long overdue. He's quite a talent. He's a Tony Award-winning actor, singer, musician. He's with the Rothschilds, which was a great show, The Gathering, and, of course, still in syndication, seeing just about every day, Barney Miller, joining us right now with a brand-new theatrical release that's going to open in 25 markets. It's Hal Linden. Hal, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Pleasure, sir. A pleasure. And I'm sorry I'm late.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm sorry we didn't get together earlier.
27 years, you know.
27 years. I've been asking, can I get on Ron's show? No, all right. We'll do it.
Keep asking for the next 27, okay? Because there's got to be a break in the action someplace.
That'll also be kind of exciting, considering how old I am.
I think you're going to be doing this on Cloud 11, okay, if you understand.
There you go.
At least I hope we will be. Hal, tell us about this. This is a great premise for a movie, and as I mentioned before, and we're going to tell everybody how they can find this, because obviously we want everybody to go out and see it. It's a great premise. You play a grandfather in this, do you not, Hal?
Yes, I do. And I am a grandfather, so that wasn't the hard part.
That wasn't a stretch.
But the story is really about the grandson.
Right.
Ryan Ochoa plays my grandson, who is an art student, wants to be an artist, is constantly drawing, or as I say, doodling, and doesn't see a way to get into art school because his father says community college is all they can afford. Mm-hmm. And he gets an assignment to do a project, a multimedia project, about an historical event. And he kind of accidentally discovers that his grandfather had a history that he had never told anyone about. His grandfather having been a Holocaust survivor, and Holocaust survivors are not, well, they're reticent,
yeah,
you know,
sure,
and understandably so. You know, a lot of pain going on, and the brain kind of puts it in places where you don't think of it all the time, self-protection. And the picture is about his getting the story out of Grandpa and putting it on into a multimedia package and finally showing his product. And the family is, like most families, not all that communicative between the generations. And that's normal, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all want to establish our own generations. I remember I did it. I wasn't going to listen to the music my father listened to and dressed like he did and cut my hair the way he did. And,
right,
and the language. Every generation has its own language.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not easy to get the generation together to accomplish the project. But it seems that art can be more eloquent than words, and the art of the boy is what brings the grandfather to tell a story, and the dedication to the project is what brings the grandfather to actually finally tell his story, and the boy does accomplish it, and we have a, in the end, art brings the family closer together. That's about the whole picture.
Well, I still want people to go see it now, just because you gave
that
description. But you know, Hal, you bring up an excellent point of view here. I think a lot of times, especially from the generation of the Second World War, but I think even in today's situation, sometimes when there has been a catastrophic event in their life, they don't want to talk about it. I mean, I've known people that are in the World War II, Americans that were fighting in the war, that don't want to talk about it. And I think it's sad, because I can remember my father many times wanting to sit down and talk to me when I was like 15, 16, 17 years old about when he was a little boy. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't care about this. I got to go out and ride my bike, drive my car, go
there you
to
go.
My girlfriend. I don't.
That's what I mean. You're trying to establish your own identity.
Right. And then
and the problem is, as I say, there's nothing that's common.
Mm-hmm.
But what have you lost? You know,
yeah.
What gets lost? History, experience, wisdom.
Right.
A lot of things that can make your life better gets lost and the thing about it is that a lot of it of what the past can educate us about is still happening.
Yes.
I mean, you said it's difficult to remember. We just, you know, or we don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Look at what's happening with the Me Too movement.
Right.
And what's in the headlines today.
Yeah.
You know, are reticent to talk about this painful part of their memory.
I think sometimes that's the reason why we keep on making mistakes, because philosophically speaking, you don't know what you're going to do today and tomorrow if you didn't know what happened yesterday. And I think that's a problem we have. I really do. This is the second venture that you've been in that addresses the Holocaust. It's, you know, the movie now, which is called The Samuel Project, which is kind of cool because we're talking about fathers, and my father's name was Samuel, and also The Gathering.
There's also had to do with remembering the Holocaust and keeping it in our minds. Which philosopher said, "He who does not study history is doomed to repeat it"?
Yes. Oh, boy, that's a famous saying. And that's
right.
So
and
true.
That's so true. Uh-huh. And we keep repeating our history. We keep making the same mistakes over again because we don't study what happened in the past.
No, that's exactly right. I'm a big proponent of that. By the way, I want to remind everybody that the name of this movie, again, is The Samuel Project. And I happen to have here, Hal, how you can find more about it. You go to facebook.com/The Samuel Project Movie, or Twitter at twitter.com/TheSamuelProj. You'll learn about the 25 cities that it's in right now, all major markets too, I might add. There's something, Hal, that I did not know about you, okay? And that is, I didn't realize that you were a clarinetist and a vocalist. Uh-huh. Do you still pick up the clarinet?
Yes, I still pick up the clarinet. I still do. I still concertize. Not as much as I used to, but still at it.
Somebody told me that the reason that you left the music business was because the music that was changing in the 40s and 50s, you weren't really that fond of, so you decided to go into acting. But it's a tough thing to walk away from music, you know.
Well, it was the end of the big band era that did it for me.
Right.
I was enamored by the greatest of the last big bands. I'm not talking Dorsey and Don Miller. I'm talking Stan Kenton,
right.
Woody Herman.
Right.
Those bands that really were taking big band jazz to new heights. And when I went into the Army, it was the height of the big band era. And when I came out of the Army, they were all gone, and it was the beginning of rock and roll. And it was, early rock and roll was not my... I just couldn't bring myself to it. So I tried the theater, and look what happened.
Yeah, and a lot has happened. And you know what's very nice to see is a talent like yourself, so versatile. Here you are doing many serious, like the Rothschilds and the Gathering, on stage, and then turning around, and I didn't realize, too, that Car 54, or Are You, and I know you're on Search for Tomorrow, but then go into comedy with Barney Miller, and being so successful with 8 successful seasons in syndication right now. I mean, that show is a versatile talent. And I say that honestly, Hal. I'm not trying to puff you up a little bit. It's a great, great talent that you have to be able to do both and be believable in both.
You might even say jack of all trades, master of none.
No. See, I don't think that's the case. I think you are the master of them, too.
After a while, you get to, you know, if you keep working at it, you can get pretty good at stuff. And I've been working at it a long time, so.
It's funny you should say that, because somebody said to me a few weeks back, and it's not the first time, they say, boy, you know, when you go on the air, it looks so easy. Well, if you've been doing it for 50 years, if you've been digging a ditch for 50 years, you better have a pretty good ditch. But again, the name of the movie is The Samuel Project.
I have to seek it out, I'm afraid. It's in an art theater near you.
Yeah. There, again, is the website, facebook.com/ The Samuel Project Movie. And you do have to seek it out, but it's worth seeking out because it's a great presentation. And it's family-oriented, right, Hal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make a pact here, okay? Let's not wait another 27 years to get back together again, okay, my friend?
Okay.
Okay.
A pleasure.
Okay. Thanks, Hal, so much. Good luck with the movie, and look forward to having you back, okay? Bye-bye. Hal Linden has been our guest. But what a talent, really. A very versatile talent. And, you know, he can do serious stuff, comedy. He's got a new movie called The Samuel Project. You got to seek it out. But when you do, you'll find a movie that you'll love to watch. And, of course, Barney Miller is still in reruns all across the USA. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest, we are happy to say, has been with us several times in the past, and it's even nicer to have her back. She is quite a lady. She has sold over 25 million records worldwide. Not only recording artist, Tony-nominated Broadway actress, Emmy-nominated TV star, and beautiful, joining us right now is Vanessa Williams. Hi, Vanessa. Nice to have you back.
Hello, Ron. Hey, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining us. It's always good when you're here.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be on the show.
In a long list of credentials that I just spoke of, I failed to mention the fact that about a few years back, you earned your Hollywood Walk of Fame star on the course the big Hollywood Walk of Fame in Hollywood, and your autobiography that you wrote with your mom, You Have No Idea. Was that something difficult to do when you think about all the things that you've done in life? Is it hard to recapitulate that?
I wrote the book about 4 years ago with my mother, and the concept behind the book, I had been offered many times to do an autobiography, but every time I would go back and think about my life, and I would discuss it with my mom, and I would have one recollection, she would have another, and I said, you know, this is a way more interesting opportunity to have a set of set time and be able to see that time in two different perspectives. So that's how the concept of the book came about. And it was a difficult but cathartic journey for myself and my mom. And I thought it was unique, and I think a lot of people felt that it resonated with them in their lives through their struggles and through their relationships in their family. So I don't know whether there's plenty more stories to where I can probably do book number two, but we had a wonderful result with the first one, You Have No Idea.
Oh, that's great. Now, on Broadway, with A Trip to Bountiful and part of a new series on VH1, Satin Sisters, and I failed to mention touring with your band. I don't know how you juggle all this stuff, Vanessa, to be honest with you.
I have my calendar is right next to my phone, and I'm constantly adjusting every day. You have to be organized when you're trying to schedule, you know, music performances and theater and television, and also be a mom too. I still have one still at home in high school, so her schedule comes first, and then I work my schedule on everything else.
Wow, that's a tough one. Well, congratulations on being able to keep all those balls in the air. I want to talk to you about something that I know you're very involved with. You talk about first impressions. I had a very good sales manager at a radio station I owned one time, and she was a very attractive female. And she said, you know, I always am the first one to get in the door to talk to a client. And I said, you know what? That's great. But once you get in the door, you have to have content. And you have partnered with a program called Success is Calling, which really talks about the critical first step in a job interview, the phone interview.
Absolutely. The phone phone interview is crucial. Dress for Success has been wonderful in helping women that have had some disadvantages in their life to get back into the workforce by giving them clothing that's been donated, suits and dresses and handbags, to prepare for their interviews and get them involved in the workforce. And that was crucial in terms of what we did last year. We launched it last year. 300 women actually were employed last year through our Successes Calling campaign. So this year we're doubling it. We want 600 women to be able to be gainfully employed, which we hope will all happen through this seminar and that we're doing called Successes Calling. And there's many opportunities for women who want to get a start by getting back in the workforce.
You know, being in the broadcasting business for exactly 7,000 years now, you know, you really get conscientious when you're talking to people on the telephone as to how they present themselves. And recently, you know, I was talking to a woman from an insurance company, for example, and she had what I thought was enormous telephone etiquette. How do you accomplish that and not sound as if, I mean, keeping it in business, if you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I'll use you an example. You have a wonderfully rich tone, and your diction is perfection, so I can understand exactly what you're saying. You enunciate your words, so I understand exactly what you're saying, and you have energy behind your voice. Those are the first things that make an impression over the phone. Having energy, having your personality shine through and be unique over the phone, but also being articulate and speaking correctly. Those are things that really set you apart from the very beginning. They show that you're educated, what your skill of education is, and how fast you can work and climb up the ladder of success. And these are all the things that you need to make a first impression over the phone.
I think I love you. No pretty girl has ever said that to me before. Boy, you really know how to raise the bar on somebody, you know that?
Well, you have a very melodious tone, which is very, very attractive.
Now, gosh, I'm getting all sweated up here now. Holy man, you really know how to affect a guy. Vanessa, is there a website we can go to find out all the things that you're doing and will be doing?
Well, they can go to VanessaWilliams.com, and they can follow me on Twitter or Instagram, which is Vanessa Williams Official, and that will give you all my dates for performances and my new show that I'm doing, Satan Sisters, which we start production, and that'll be open, that'll be on VH1 next year, and I've got new music that I'm about to go into the studio with, so that'll come out next year as well.
Vanessa,
and also a new clothing line, I forgot to say that, which is on Evine Live, and that's called V by Vanessa Williams.
Well, do me a favor. I know that you are on a horrendous schedule, okay? When it starts to slow down, which I'm sure won't be in the most recent days, but if it ever starts to slow down, would you please come back to us later and we can talk about the new TV show and all the other
things? Absolutely.
I would
love
to.
Absolutely, Ron. You got it.
And if you don't mind, I would like to use that little segment of your compliment so that I can use it on my next job interview. Would that be okay?
Absolutely, Ron.
Okay. Well, Vanessa, thank you so much for joining us. You know you're always welcome here, and thank you so much for all the great hours of entertainment you have given us over the years. And
thank you.
And I hope that we double the number of women that we find gainful employment with as a result of Successes Calling.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ron.
Thank you, Vanessa. Very lovely lady, very articulate lady, and wow, beautiful and talented. We're talking about Vanessa Williams, who is a platinum recording artist, Tony-nominated Broadway actress, Emmy-nominated TV star, author, and touring with her band as we speak. Quite a lady. Hey, we invite you to check out our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get to that site, hit the icon that says On Demand, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. If you go to the home page, right next to the header on the right-hand side, there's a Facebook icon. Hit it, and let's become friends on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Pastor Andrew Brunson says President Trump fought hard for his release from prison in Turkey, and it paid off. Brunson has met the president in the Oval Office after Turkish officials let him go.
We would like to pray for you. We pray for you often.
Thank you.
As a family, my wife and I pray for you.
Thank you. Well, I need it probably more than anybody in this room.
The president also said on CBS's 60 Minutes that his administration will be angry if the Saudi government ordered the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
There's a lot at stake, and maybe especially so because this man was a reporter. There's something, you'll be surprised to hear me say that, there's something really terrible and disgusting about that if that were the case. So we're going to have to see. We're going to get to the bottom of it, and there will be severe punishment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people. One by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today, and I believe that our next guest is making his first appearance on our show. He is the host of The Last Word on MSNBC, and formerly an Emmy Award-winning executive producer and writer for one of the greatest shows on television, The West Wing. He served as a senior advisor to Senator Moynihan and chief of two Senate committees. He's a New York Times bestselling author. His writings have appeared in Washington Post, New York Times, and the Los Angeles Times. Joining us right now is Lawrence O'Donnell. Hi, Lawrence. Welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I really meant what I said about The West Wing. Now, we weren't late on this, ladies and gentlemen. This book came out in 1983, and now it has been reissued in paperback. It is called Deadly Force, A Police Shooting in My Family's Search for the Truth. Tell us what precipitated you bringing it back so many years later.
Well, after Michael Brown was killed in Ferguson, Missouri, which is only 4 years ago, we suddenly in the news media were paying attention to police use of deadly force really for the very first time. And people around the country who had previously been unaware of a problem in this arena were suddenly paying attention for the first time. Now, there were a lot of people in a lot of communities, especially black communities in America, who knew there was a problem. Because the most persistent problem that we have, the most persistent phenomenon within police use of deadly force, is the killing of the unarmed black man. And the reason why unarmed is important is when you discover, after the fact of a shooting, that the black man was unarmed, what you know is the shooting was therefore unnecessary. Now, it is entirely possible that the officer did not know that before the shooting, but after the shooting, we do know. And one thing I just want to say at the beginning of any kind of discussion about police use of deadly force is most police use of deadly force is completely justifiable. It is exactly what to do in that situation. It is protection of the police officer's life or the life of others against a very dangerous criminal with a gun. That is what most of it is. We're talking about a very small subset, relatively small subset of police killing that appears to be either unnecessary or in other cases unjustifiable, and in even rarer cases actually criminal, as a Chicago jury found recently in the Laquan McDonald case.
But Lawrence, how do you know that? I mean, your father was a former Boston police officer, which is actually the twist in this story, which we'll get to. But how does an officer know that this perpetrator, black or white, is having a gun or is not? I mean, it's easy when the person's down, say, they didn't have a gun.
Exactly. And so I am certainly prepared to live with a certain reasonable margin of error, a certain explicable margin of error. But the honest aftermath to human error is the thing that we don't have in police work. The police unions immediately justify every use of force. The police officers themselves always justify it. If you compare it to plane crashes, you know, a plane goes down, we immediately send in the NTSB. And almost all the time, they come back with the same finding, almost all the time, which is pilot error. And the pilots' union doesn't complain about that. They don't fight it. They don't picket the NTSB. They don't do that. They want airplane safety to be better. I would love to see police departments, police officers, police unions treat shootings by police with the same kind of honesty, to have a federal NTSB-style investigation immediately after these things. Most of them you could complete in less than a day because, as I say, it's a crazy person with a gun trying to kill police officers, and that person gets killed and should be killed on the spot under those circumstances. Then you'd be left with this relatively small number of questionable, doubtful cases. And I think what we would find, that some of these are criminal, and the reason we know it's criminal is because the police video proves the actual criminality. But there's a whole range of possibility in the aftermath of a shooting of an unarmed man, from criminal conduct on the part of the police officer all the way down to just a bad judgment, human error. And when something is bad judgment and human error, we have a different remedy process than criminal prosecution. And, you know, we have civil ways of dealing with that, financial settlements with a family, probably firing the police officer, some other kind of disciplinary level that doesn't necessarily involve crime. And some of these things, at a certain point, is an understandable mistake that the object object that the police officer believes was a gun did indeed look like a gun, and you have to figure out how to deal with that aftermath, which is a very different thing.
But, Lawrence, in the case of the book here, which we're talking about, which is entitled Deadly Force, How a Badge Became a License to Kill, the mother of the victim decided that she needed a lawyer to take on the Boston Police Department. She found that lawyer in your father, who was a lawyer and a former Boston police officer, so he actually went to his old stomping grounds, if you will, as a police officer and tried this case. Kind of an interesting concept of what your dad did, and I give him an enormous amount of credit. Took a lot of guts to do what he did. But why is it that somebody running from the police, when the police say stop, and they don't stop, and then the police take their own initiative to react the way they think appropriate to react, I don't understand. And we've heard stories where they say, stop, don't go, we're going to draw, hold it, put your hands up. Nobody listens.
It literally depends on what direction they're going. I mean, if the person is coming straight at you as a police officer and posing a threat to you as a police officer, and you have no means of evading that threat, that's a totally different thing than if they're running away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1984, the United States Supreme Court made it illegal to shoot and kill someone just because they were fleeing.
Right.
And that's an important, relatively new component of police work.
Yes.
Starting in 1984. So basically, the way police use deadly force is supposed to work now in the 21st century. According to the law, you're only supposed to shoot and fire your gun in defense of your own life.
Right.
Or the defense of someone else's life. And so if some kid steals a car and you're chasing that stolen car, and then the stolen car hits a fence or something, the kid jumps out and starts running away, you have absolutely no legal right to shoot that kid.
Right.
And that is, an incident like that happened in East Pittsburgh recently, and that police officer who shot a kid in the back who was running away from a car that the police had been just actually slowly pursuing, that police officer then was charged with criminal homicide for that because it was captured on video.
Right.
Police officers know that their only legitimate use of the gun is in defense of life.
But in the case of James Bowden, was he part of that armed robbery that the police department thought he was, and did he pull a gun as they claimed he did?
No, and that was their story after the fact, was that he was a robbery suspect because his car fit the description.
Right, right.
Turns out his car's license plate was not the same as the license plate. It was close, but not the same, mm-hmm. And figured out exactly where James Bowden was at that time. His time card at work showed that he was at work very far away from where that robbery occurred. He'd never committed a crime in his life. He had no criminal record whatsoever. And so all of that had to be taken apart and disproved, and the gun that was found near the scene was found in a place where James Bowden would have had to throw it away after he was shot in the back of the head. Officer who found that gun himself told me in interviews for the book that he believed the gun was planted. And so, but that's all part of these kinds of cases after the fact, is that it is very, very common in police departments to be instantaneously defensive and protective.
Right.
And to try to find a way to make this story look good. And the kind of gun, the police actually had a term for that kind of gun. They used to, in Boston, call it a throwdown gun, meaning we need a gun to throw down on the scene if a shooting looks bad because the person turns out to be unarmed. We have to have a gun to throw down.
Wow.
To use as evidence. And in different places around the country, police officers used to have different terms for it. Throwaway gun was the same concept.
Yeah.
I think we're mostly past that kind of egregious
conduct.
After the fact,
yeah.
Most of that is behind us, and that's important, that there have been these small steps of progress that we've seen over time.
Lawrence, I really want you to come back so we can talk more, but how can we get the 1983 book, now in paperback, Deadly Force?
It's available in bookstores now. It's also available online, and of course, Amazon has everything.
Well, I got to tell you, when you come back, we'll talk about the 1968 book, we'll talk about West Wing, and I'd like to get, really, your view on the badgering, I guess, if you will, by Fox, that MSNBC is so slanted in their programming. I would love to hear your side of it, because we don't get a chance to do that very often on this show. So would you come back and chat about that stuff?
I would be happy to do all of that.
Okay, good. And congratulations on this. Your dad was a very very brave man.
Thank you very much.
Look forward to having you back. The host of MSNBC's The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell, Lawrence O'Donnell. And we'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
On the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest is a friend of the show. He's always welcome here. There's no question about it. He's a former All-Pro fullback, 9-year NFL veteran, signed with the Atlanta Falcons in March of 2007, was the fourth-round draft pick for the Baltimore Ravens in 2003, and he's gone on to be a TV sports analyst and a man about great old tailgating of pre- and post-football games. Joining us right now is our friend, Ovi Muhaley. Ovi, welcome back to the show. It's always good having you here, my friend.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
All the things that you've done successfully on the field, behind the microphone, tailgating is so big. And did you ever get a chance to tailgate when you were playing ball?
One time. I was injured on injury reserve, and I had a chance to lollygag a little bit, and I just couldn't walk away from the smells. The smells were so intoxicatingly yummy and just delectable. I didn't know how to say no to fried catfish and barbecue, and they had some steaks they were grilling, and a bunch of things that really allowed me to be a child again and just eat and eat and eat. So it was one time, but during my actual playing days when I was starting, no, I couldn't do that.
Do you know when this all started, when tailgating started?
I don't know. It'd be interesting to get a history lesson on when tailgating started, or who did the first take. Was it you? Who was it?
Yeah, I think it was me. I think it was in a 1914 Cadillac that had a gate in the back, and there was only four guys on each team. It was a long story, Ovi, but it was a great time. So now that you are able to enjoy tailgating and grilling, what do you suggest? You are the man when it comes to grilling. So what do you suggest we have for food, not only in tailgating, but in the backyard?
Well, I mean, I love to grill, and I love great food. So now that the season started, I wanted to upgrade my grilling experience, my grilling profile, and get the X200 True Infrared Portable Gas Grill from Charbroil. Not only does it have a durable, tear-resistant carrying custom case to travel with, but it has a high-impact frame and unprecedented 200 square inches of cooking space. How about a push-button ignition, lid-mounted temperature gauge, and a locking lid with the carrying handles to help you transport it? So even though I tell my wife I'm perfect, in reality, I will mess up on the grill every now and then, but this thing helps you look like a pro every single time.
What's the push-button ignition? This is kind of fascinating. I don't know if I've heard of that before.
Keeps everything from taking 2, 3, 4 steps when it's just one step. Just push the button, it ignites, you're ready to go.
Is there any secrets that you have for barbecuing? I got to be honest with you, okay? When I was in boating, I used to go down to the end of the pier, and you know, I had the grill and everything else, and I used to, you know, do it with the other boaters. But I'm not really a guy that you want to eat the food after I've cooked it, okay? It's just a dangerous thing. You know, how do you get the perfect barbecue? How do you know what to put on the stuff that you're making? I mean, what do you do? How do you begin, like, for a schmo like me?
The great way to start is you find somebody who's better than you are. You find somebody who everyone comes from around the city to come to his party because they know that his cookie is amazing. And you try to, warm up to him so he can give you some of his secrets. So a lot of it is with sauces. A lot of it's with turning the food. A lot of it's where he gets his food. People inject their food with different things. There's so many small details that you got to take from everybody what makes sense to you and make it your own. For me, I have a couple of sauces that no one else has, or I mix some sauces together, throw some spices and herbs in it, and it's just hard to beat. You know, frying things 2 or 3 times, and you bake it here, then fry it there. I've seen so many different techniques that my head's still spinning, but a lot of them work.
Is there a special drink we can have? Now, you know, everybody says you got to drink responsible. That is extremely important. Extremely important. I want to stress that more than anything so I don't get cards and letters. But what is especially you think? Because, you know, when you're outside and you don't have no place to go, it's nice to have something that not only is an adult drink, but also tastes good.
Oh, absolutely. And for me, I don't have just one drink. You have your adult beverages, you have your sodas, you have all types of things. But for me, I like, I don't know if it's just me, the child in me, I like to mix things. I like to find ways to mix some of my sodas with my adult beverages. I find ways to mix some of my favorite juices with my adult beverages. And I like to find a way just to find a drink for me and my crew by just getting a little crazy. So I love drinks, but I love food even more. Besides the grill, I like going somewhere where I can just find everything in one spot. Because I don't want to go around the whole city trying to prepare for what I need to get to make my party special. If I can go to one place like 7-Eleven, I'm happy. Everything you need to host an epic tailgate or home game party. They offer an easy way for fans to enjoy the game and save a little money, which is good. You can get everything from oven-baked pizzas, snacks, reusable coolers, paper goods. But the best thing about 7-Eleven right now are these cool collectible cups with your favorite teams and players on them with matching helmet straws. You can fill these cups with a Slurpee or a Big Gulp or any other iconic 7-Eleven drink, but you can use them over and over again and show off your fandom.
When you were in college, you were not only a football player, but a basketball player, tennis, track and field. You're a letterman in all of those things. But tell us about the Ovi Muhaley Foundation. That's very important, and you and I have chatted about that in the past.
Yeah, I'd love to. Well, you know, I realize that everyone wants to make a difference. Everyone wants to help, and especially if you have kids or you know, love kids, you want to create a better future for them. So my foundation really focuses on sustainability and the environment, because we realize that you can't say you care about kids without caring about the environment. So we use sports to promote sustainability, because we realize that it's not a just one or two people changing the way that they do things, or one or two people changing the way that they try to make a difference. It's really getting everyone on board to try and do everything when it comes to climate change, global warming, carbon footprints, trying to recycle, just do right by our planet so our kids and our grandkids can play sports, breathe clean air, drink clean water, enjoy God's green earth, and do what they want to do. So we've actually been able to create the first sports and environmental comic book called Gridiron Green, which we're going to be debuting at New York Comic Con and sharing with the world through our partnership with the United Nations and UNICEF. So we're really excited about finding a way to really make some measurable change with our youth and help provide a better future for them.
Yeah, that's great work, Ovi. I congratulate you. For all of the tips that we talked about today about grilling, where can we go for more information, my friend?
Well, you can go to for more information, go to tipsontv.com. But there's two other things I got to let you know about before I leave. Castello brand cheeses is my secret ingredient when I do my parties. They have some cheesy goodness that will leave your party goers with an impression of, I've got to come back here. They have recipes like blue cheeseburger, blue cheese dip, potato salad with green beans and blue cheese, as well as mature cheddar slices with and without cracked black pepper.
Jeez, Ovi, you sound like you know everything there is to know about
eating
a
I try.
And you do it too, my friend. Hey, you're always welcome here. You know that. Thanks for the information, and we'll check out Tips on TV for more, okay?
No problem. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Ovi. Our guest has been NFL great, and as we mentioned earlier with the Atlanta Falcons and then later on with the Baltimore Ravens, we're talking to our friend Ovi Muhaly, really a nice man. Hey, stick around. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
See, it doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 20 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
That's going to wrap things up for hour number one of our show, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests for joining me this first hour, and they include actor Hal Linden, singer, actress, and author Vanessa Williams, from MSNBC's Last Word, Lawrence O'Donnell, and NFL All-Pro great football player Ovi Muhaly. Next hour, a legend. Rita Coolidge will be joining us, actor and environmentalist, our friend Ed Bailey Jr. Lisa Joyner is the host of Long Lost Family on TLC and the wife of John Cryer from Two and a Half Men. She will be here along with travel guru Claudia Lombana. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Seggi today. We'll be right back.